When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Lakers lost to the lowly Hawks last night, allowing at least 127 points for the fifth straight game en route to a 138-122 defeat in Atlanta. LeBron had this to say postgame.
We could, on any given night, beat any team in the NBA. And then on any given night, we get our ass kicked by any team in the NBA. I don't have any message for my teammates. Just go out and do your job.
LeBron talking the Patriot way. He took to social media last night following the loss, posting a very cryptic tweet using just the hourglass emoji. Stephen A. Everything he said was right.
Yep.
Are changes looming for the Lakers?
How much change can they make? They don't have but so much maneuverability. I imagine they'll make some kind of move. But is it really going to matter? Is it going to be enough to beat Denver? No. Is it going to be enough to beat the Clippers? I don't think so. And so we even bring Minnesota and Oklahoma City into the equation. Some young thoroughbreds that are on a come up. They ain't scared of anybody. In the end, the Lakers are pretty pathetic right now. You're 10 games under 500 on the road. LeBron James is the star of a team 10 games under 500 away from Southern California. That is just a disgrace, and I'm not blaming him. 39 years of age, 21st season in the league, averaging better, nearly 25 a game, playing his behind off, and once again is an all-star. At the end, LeBron, here's where LeBron is a culprit. LeBron is so committed to his craft.
Yeah.
Taking care of his body, taking care of his mind, making sure LeBron stays ready while 90% of the league gets ready.
Yeah.
Which means, piggybacking off our comments to start the show, they don't put in the work in the offseason to make sure that they are all they need to be. So once the season arrives, you're in the best possible shape and in the best condition imaginable to go out there and perform to the best of your ability. You got a whole bunch of people taking it for granted. He ain't one of them, LeBron, because he knows he's the marquee and he shows up. All the great ones, that's not them, because they understand what it takes to be great and they're willing to make the commitment, okay? Most of the guys are not. They are playing basketball and collecting a paycheck, and that's how it comes across, and it leads to other things taking place, like the kind of issues we started off the show talking about.
Looking forward to the game, them at the Garden. That's Saturday on ABC, 8:30 Eastern. Speaking of great ones, Christopher Mad Dog Russo kicked off, you know, his little segment, What Are You Mad About Monday? He had a classic rant on his self-run Mad Dog Radio. He's got his own radio station, too. Big time. Here he is.
If you are a Lions fan, you tell me right now, for the next month, when they get this game played and everything else, the month of February, what are you going to be thinking about? Beating Baker Mayfield or the fact you had the Niners dead to rights? You got a chance to go back up by 3 scores and you go for it on 4th down and then all the dopes on Twitter are backing you up. The data freaks who wouldn't know Lombardi for Paul Brown. Never heard of Otto Graham. Kenny Stabler, Madden. Wouldn't know him if they fell on him. They do football via math. That's not how you do football.
It's the dramatic pause for me. That's everything.
Not bad.
They do football via math.
Not bad, whole
thing. Not how you do football.
I'm just proud that you don't look like you in your attic, that you back in studio at Sirius
XM.
I'm just proud that you're actually showing in the work.
I didn't go to the 34. I went down to 59.9 Street.
That's right.
Listen,
exactly.
I love smooth TV, clean Mad Dog.
It's a different Mad Dog over there.
But radio
like
Mad
you.
Dog.
You understand.
Yeah. You know, he's
raw.
I like
raw.
Him, raw. Yeah, real.
Absolutely.
This guy's Hollywood. All right, tell me this. Which was the more devastating loss in the conference?
To me, it's the Lions. I mean, that is a bad. bad a defeat. First off, it's ironic. In 57, they trailed the 49ers 24-7 at the half, and the Niners beat and they came back to beat the Niners, and the Lions won a championship the next week. Oh. This year, it was 24-7 Detroit, what? And San Francisco came back to beat them.
You know what's funny?
That's interesting.
I was thinking about 57.
Oh, I'm sure you were.
I was all over that.
There you go. Funny. How in the world could that? And Campbell was so bad. Kicked the freaking field goals both. And then he runs the ball on the goal line with a minute left with three timeouts. Dan, get a guy in there who can you pay to tell you what to do, when to do it. Not only that, he kicked the field goal at the end of the half to make it three scores, and he doesn't kick the field goal in the third quarter when the game is 8 minutes older. Yep. There's an old Lombardi thing. May I give you a little Lombardi? May I give you a little Lombardi? I may? Okay. In 1960, the only game that Vince ever lost in a postseason, I was with Ray Scott, 94, longtime Packer broadcaster in the Packer broadcast booth before a Jet game. I said, Ray, tell me about that Lombardi first postseason loss. What's the Eagles? The year the Eagles won. He says, Chris, this is what Vince said after the game. Tell me, Ray. And he was with him. He said, you know what? Early in the game, Packers got a turnover. They went for it on fourth down, and they didn't score. The last series of the game, they went down the field, and they got stopped at the 11-yard line. If they kick the field goal in the first quarter, they can kick the field goal in the fourth quarter to win. So what does Lombardi tell Ray Scott? Take the points.
Mm.
Take the points! It's 24-10 in the third quarter. He's got a fourth and three at the whatever it is, the 28-yard line.
Yep.
And this guy decides to go for it where a field goal gives you a three-score lead. I'm telling you right now, the Lion fan is sick. This is a franchise that's never been to a Super Bowl. They had the Niners dead to Rican rights, and America wants to see the Lions. I don't want to see San Francisco under any circumstances.
What about the bad?
We wanted Detroit.
You're what right. about the bad kicker, though? What about that, doggy?
Oh, nonsense! This bad guy. I've heard people say, "Well, the kicker stinks." Last year, you know what he was from the 40s? 11 of 13.
Let him know, doggy.
And he kicked a 54-yarder against Tampa the week before.
Let him know.
Campbell, what are you doing? We know you're a nice guy. You represent Detroit and all that nonsense. That was as hideous a performance in postseason play as I've ever seen. Gosh darn it.
I love it.
Okay, I have two things to say. One, we need that on social media. Two, you're Detroit's new favorite son.
No doubt.
Yeah, you've been grandfathered in.
No, he's not. a couple of things. Number one, that kind of energy, while appreciated, supposed to be reserved for what are you mad about?
I'm going to have to do it again.
You got this.
Good luck with pulling it again, because you almost lost your voice there. That's number one. Number two, I understand what you're saying. You're not wrong. Take the points. I don't disagree with that. But damn, Reynolds. I mean, how many passes did he drop? You know what I'm saying? Right in his hands. Okay. And so I got to look at it from that perspective. That's number two. Number three, Doggy, I'm going to go with the Ravens. I think you're wrong on this particular issue. Let me piggyback off of more devastating losses going to be the Ravens. Let me piggyback off of what you were bringing up about the Lions, buddy. Prior to these playoffs, Jeff Saturday, the Lions won one playoff game since 1957.
Mm-hmm.
This is the NFC Championship game. Dave, far exceeded expectations. Far exceeded it. They were 30 minutes away from the Super Bowl. I understand that fall hurts. I get it. I love it for the Cowboys. I hate it for the Lions. I got you. But when you have had that alarming, epic, historical level of futility, and you erase that by getting to the NFC Championship game, as big of a collapse as that was in the second half, no doubt, it doesn't compare to the Ravens. The Ravens, the number one seed. The Ravens' home field advantage. The Ravens with Lamar Jackson and everybody and their mama wanting to see him in the Super Bowl, wanting to see what he was made of, wanting to see what he had. To go out like that where you score 10 points, you can't generate anything offensively. To watch that thud take place in Baltimore, Maryland, Sunday afternoon, I don't think Detroit is worse than that. I'm sorry. Now, you might have a point if Detroit hadn't won a playoff game. And this is what they did to lose yet another playoff game and not win but one playoff game since 1957. But when you've beaten Tampa, okay, and prior to that you've beaten the Rams, and you get to the NFC Championship game, and you see Gibbs and Montgomery, and you see Jameson Williams and Reynolds and LaPorta and these brothers, and you see how well they can play, and you see the potential. It may be devastating. I'm not knocking that. And I understand Detroit has waited a long time. I get that part. But the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson, I'm sorry. I think that hurt a lot of people even more.
This is a tough one for me. And let me give you a little more fuel for the fire of upsetting you, right? It's on the fourth downs for the Lions. They go for it on the fourth downs. Whatever stats or whatever you're reading says, okay, it's a 50-50 proposition. You throw it both times. And one time, you're in an empty backfield, which means ain't no running back there. That's not who you are, right? That's not who you are. You run the ball seven times in the second half, when in the first half, in 20 runs, you ran it for a buck 48.
That's right.
Okay? And at worst, you were tied, right? So the collapse, like the, whatever it is, a lot was brought on themselves. Whether you kicked the field goal, but the third down, running it in the end or trying to run it in the end zone and losing your time and forcing yourself an onside kick, that's the cherry on top of disaster, right? But I will say this about the Ravens loss. I think the Ravens loss is worse is because very rarely, and I've been around football not nearly as long as Doggy, but I've been around football
you
a long
it.
Time.
I did.
All right, but I don't know that I've ever seen a defense that's top three in all the major categories that it needs to be in. An offense that has the top rushing or one of the top rushing offenses in the NFL. And now you're going to have an MVP quarterback, second time, two-time MVP. I don't agree with it, but that's what everybody's saying. Yeah. He's going to be the MVP, right? I said it the whole year. I don't see how you win MVP with 20-some-odd touchdowns. But whatever, right?
Like 20 what?
20-some-odd touchdowns, okay. Right? So I wasn't in favor of that, right? But whatever it is, it is. I didn't think any of the quarterbacks. I thought McCaffrey deserved it, okay? So we'll move on from all of that. But then you go into a game, and no one is saying this, or not nearly loud enough, and you give the ball to the running backs six times. Six. So basically what you said is, Kansas City, you're going to play with dime, which means six DBs on the field, or five DBs on the field, which is nickel, and we're going to run that 45 snaps of the game, and you're going to run it six times. Now talk about an epic collapse. Like, what happened?
Yeah.
Like, where in the world does the offensive coordinator or the head coach look and go, wait a minute, what are we doing? We're only down 10 points here. Like, what are we doing? Why are we acting like we're down 40? We're down 10 points. We put one Ravens drive together. Gus Edwards drives this thing down. We punch it in the end zone, whatever it is. But instead, we're going to rely on Zay Flowers and an injured or just coming back Andrews or likely, whatever it is, against one of the fastest defensive backfields in the NFL. And expect Lamar Jackson to elevate everybody else around him, which, let's be real, he's not the most, whatever he's MVP, he's not accurate, so he has flaws in his game, and now you're trying to accentuate his flaws by going to the strength of the defense. That's why it's a bigger collapse for me. I think when you had everything going in one direction and you don't help yourself, that's the problem.
We got to go. I would say that's missed opportunity for a team, for Lamar, for this unit.
Yeah.
But to Doggy's point, it's for, like, the entire city, the franchise.
That hurts. That stings.
Unless they led 24-7.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Ravens never led in a game, Stevie!
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits, like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Stephen A., our friend Magic Johnson watching the show and posted this on social media, his opinion on the NBA. I was so happy, hi Magic, to watch First Take this morning and hear my great friends Stephen A. Smith and Mad Dog talking about the new NBA rule where players have to play in 65 games for at least 20 minutes to be eligible for MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, Most Improved Player, the All-NBA teams, the All-Defensive teams. Fans were upset after spending money to see their favorite players not play, so my friend, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver had to take action. He had to implement this new rule. It's good for the league TV partners, ABC, ESPN, TNT, NBA TV, the local TV partners for all 30 teams, for sponsors, the NBA, and last but not least, the fans.
The most happiest there? Magic put Mad Dog in there, Stevie.
Yes, sir.
He put that. I know he knows you. Yeah. Now he knows me, for crying out loud.
Of course he knows you.
That's my big brother right there. I just want to say this. I mean, I appreciate him co-signing because, obviously, he's one of the people that clearly shares my feelings and what have you. But, you know, y'all always call me big time and all of this other stuff, Hollywood and everything else. My man Magic ain't spent no time with me since he became partners with the Commanders. I don't feel the love. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel the love at all. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I got to LA.
He busy. You know, I in New York. He busy. You know, I'm like, this is my boy. I mean, Magic is an NFL owner now.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, you understand what I'm saying? The peons and the basketball stratosphere like myself, I can't get no time with my man.
He hasn't been on the show either.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, I understand that part. That's busy. But trust me, when he want to talk about something, he'll come on the show. I'm just saying, my boy, you understand? That dinner, hanging out, I can't find him.
What you could do is help broker like a little trade between Dak going to the Commanders. I mean, I know you don't believe in him, but I think your man Magic might want the second pick. What do you think? That's a Carolina man. I'm just saying.
Yeah, based on what they have, but if you
that might get you a dinner.
If you're trying to win a Super Bowl, you ain't.
You think they want to just make the playoffs right now as the Commanders?
Listen, Dak Prescott.
Yeah, that's not good. One step at a time.
Dak Prescott's going to win a Super Bowl someday.
Absolutely.
It just ain't going to be in Dallas. That's all. You're going to leave Dallas with a Super Bowl.
Speaking of Super Bowl.
Magic, what's up, bro?
The stage is set, and it will be a rematch. Okay, you're done. Party's over.
You know what I'm saying?
Major point.
Oh, parties?
We don't need to regurgitate.
You don't want to party.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
All right. So, Mad Dog, are you excited about the Super Bowl?
Oh, I can't stand it. I mean, the game might be decent.
What?
I hate the game. I would have loved Detroit, Kansas City.
What's wrong with him?
Oh, I can't stand the game. We've seen the game, Steve. Okay.
We have not.
Yes, we did.
We have not.
4 years ago. They were all sick with the pandemic.
It was Jimmy Garoppolo. It wasn't Brock Purdy.
Hold on.
That was
Brock Purdy. Joe Montana all of a sudden.
It is. No, but he ain't Jimmy Garoppolo. He ain't porn star Jimmy either.
Oh, come on. He had the ball that was picked off. The guy hit the face mask.
On this show, we refer to Jimmy G as porn star Jimmy.
No, you refer to him as porn star Jimmy.
I apologize.
That's not a classy reference, Steve.
Listen, that's on him. You want to show that in public with all that?
You know the story.
You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly.
Right there on Melrose. Right down the block in Beverly Hills.
He loves
right
this story.
I know where the place
is. His favorite story is that in this Cowboys player that got caught with monsters and you're supposed to win.
If you're going to do that, you're supposed to win. You can't do that and then don't win. No.
He overthrew Sanders. He had him wide open. I hate the game. I really do. The big story in the game is going to be Shanahan. He has to win one. You know, Reed, could this be his last game? We all know how great Mahomes is anyway. You know, this is a weird one. The Chiefs, I know you're going to say I'm crazy here. I think the Chiefs going to the game is a house money game.
Mm.
They've done a hell of a job. They beat Buffalo. They beat the Ravens. Well, you're going to kill the Chiefs if they lose?
Right.
They've already won two. What, are you going to go going to pound the Chiefs? They lose 35-31. The Chiefs joke? How is that possible?
You're not taking the Chiefs to win?
Oh, I'm taking the Chiefs to win.
Oh,
absolutely. I hate the game. Lions, Chiefs, the city of Detroit.
You never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What a football game that would have been.
That's why you're so hurt about the Dan Campbell.
And I'm right on Campbell.
You're
right.
He lost money.
No, I didn't. I'll get to that later.
You had your bet, did you?
No, I didn't hedge it this time.
It's horrible.
No, he's right.
Listen,
are you taking the Chiefs?
Yeah, but I will say this. I'm going to wait to see as the weeks progress. Like the pressure from the Chiefs is going to be an issue if San Francisco sticks to what they can do, and that's run the rock at them. That's going to be the issue. And will Reed and those guys stay patient? You know, Pacheco leads the NFL in the playoffs in rushing. And that shows you, like, when you think about Andy Reid, you always think about him airing it out. But that's really not how they play playoff ball. They run, and so he's got that guy leading it. McCaffrey's third. They play one less game, so it all makes sense.
Check
but this is
running.
I think it's tough. I think it's a great game. Like, I'm super excited about it, and here's why. I hope a little part of me hopes that Purdy shuts everybody else up, because you just said it, right? This whole Joe Montana nonsense. He ain't got to be Joe Montana. Just be elite. Oh, by the way, he has been elite since he became a starter. But no one wants to admit that. Everybody wants to look about trajectory and not what the kid has honestly done.
I got him.
Oh, it's crazy.
If that becomes the story, and Brock Purdy handles business and wins the game.
Oh, my word.
Are you still going to go on your rant? Your big bold take that Patrick Mahomes is the GOAT?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm not going to.
He's allowed to lose to Purdy.
Yeah, I'm not going to take this away from Mahomes.
Remember, here's the thing about San Francisco. They won
it's
two
not
games.
Over Brady.
You know why they won two games? Jordan Love, Dan Campbell. That's why they won the two games. Love stunk in the fourth quarter. We all know about Campbell.
Purdy balled in the fourth quarter.
That's all you need.
You like this game? You like this matchup?
I love this game.
Really?
A couple of things. First of all, Purdy is not Jimmy Garoppolo. He is an upgrade from Jimmy Garoppolo. That's number one. Brock Purdy, in beating the Lions, beat all six NFC playoff teams.
Thank you.
All six of them. By the way, history, the only person who's done that, he's the first quarterback with that kind of conference playoff sweep since Joe Montana in 1984.
Say it louder for the back,
history,
Steve.
Right? I just gave you your history.
Who was it again?
Joe Montana.
Okay.
So let's take that into consideration. Second half last week, down 24-7. Obviously, number one seed. Pretty much number one seed. Okay, this is what we're looking at, all right? Back against the wall, down 24-7. They wet the bed in the first half. Brock Purdy, 13 of 16, 81%, 174 yards, a touchdown.
A ball off the face mask that should have been intercepted. Forget about that. Three things happen in every game, dog.
The brother has responded under pressurized situations. He did it the week before against Green Bay as well. That ain't Jimmy Garoppolo. And if you're going to beat Patrick Mahomes, you have to be able to do that. And, by the way, CMC. That brother,
the MVP,
Christian McCaffrey,
the MVP,
he's good.
Are you telling me this brother right here, what he brings to the table is good? Devo.
Okay, we get it.
Come on now. I like this game. I like this game a lot.
A lot.
Tell him why you're really excited.
Why?
Because you're a Swiftie.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Fired up, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Okay. Okay. We got this. We got this. Take us home.
All right. I'm going to give you a little happy one in the middle here. Okay. I'm going to give you a little happy. Can I do that? Can I throw a little happy in there?
Right
in the middle. In the middle. Number one, I'm going to leave Lamar alone because who has been here for 6 months telling you that Lamar is a little overrated? I got a seat in a big game. Yours truly. But I'm going to leave him alone here.
How about the Ravens overall on Sunday afternoon?
Yeah.
I'm going to start with this field goal kicker, who when he makes the kicks, points to the sky. Was he pointing the sky before the game when he's screwing around with the Chiefs and getting involved in Mahomes' preparation for a championship game? Justin Tucker, you heard what Mahomes said on radio yesterday? I've never seen this happen except for three times, all against the Ravens. And ooh, Kelsey gets ticked off. Ooh. Let me get this straight. I got Justin Tucker, who's going to tweak the greatest quarterback, in my eyes, in the history of the National Football League for a franchise that hasn't won a big game, a huge big game in a long time. This is what this idiot's going to do. And then he's going to say after the game, well, I was just having a fun, leave well enough alone. You bothered the Chiefs. And what did the Chiefs do in that opening drive? They went right down the field. They got the ball. They got the ball after they stopped them. They went right down the field and scored a touchdown. What is Tucker doing screwing around with Kansas City? That's number one.
Poke the bear. Don't poke the bear.
Don't poke the bear. Look at this. Yeah. What is he, an idiot?
Don't poke the bear.
Stupid field goal kicker. Oh, my God. That's number one. Number two, how about the Ravens and Harbaugh? Let's give Harbaugh some grief here. That team was as unfocused and undisciplined as any team I've seen in a big game in my life as a number one seed. How about Zay Flowers? Forget the fumble. What is he doing? He makes a 57-yard catch, and then the dope goes out there, and he tweaks, and he gets annoyed. He gets a taunting penalty. Look at this! Oh, my God! Look at that nonsense! And not to mention the penalties, the late hits on the quarterback. What an atrocious job. And then the offensive coordinator. They blitzed all day.
Yep.
He didn't have an answer.
Nope.
You want to blame some of it on Lamar? I'll buy it. But how about this offensive coordinator, who he made out to be the greatest offensive coordinator of all time because he wanted Georgia? Big deal. This is the National Football League. Spagnuolo ran circles around you. And then the Raven fans all leaving the stadium blamed it on the officials.
No.
The officials didn't lose that game. You guys did. You stunk. Stunk on Sunday afternoon, number one.
First of all, first two drives, they had the ball. They marched downfield and scored.
That's
it
right.
Wasn't just one. That's number one. You're absolutely right about that. Number two, calling John Harbaugh to the carpet because they were incredibly undisciplined. How do you make the mistakes that they make? Roughing the passer, you know, unnecessary roughness, taunting
they were like
penalties.
Too hype
it was like they were so immature. And you saw Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes before the game.
Yeah.
You are focused. You are not playing. You understand what is at stake, and the kicker decides to try and aggravate them.
Poor
you think
timing.
It's a game? Yeah. Horrible.
Don't poke
horrible.
The bear.
Listen,
you saw what the bear
you
did.
You were 100%
went off.
Right there. The name, the dopes, and I'm not really with that, but you were spot on.
All right, number two.
Actually, you are, but okay. Go ahead.
Number two. This is the happy man, bro. You know what I did on Sunday afternoon? The gummy, the cocktail, door shut. Only the wife and me home. No
door
kids.
Shut.
I mellowed out and I watched some football. But here's what I did. I bet the Chiefs, but I did it differently. I took a prop bet.
Oh.
A prop bet. What is a prop bet? You bet on a certain player and you hope he has whatever it might be. Yards, rushing yards, receptions. So in the first game, I took a Kansas City receiver over 16 and a half yards. He was going to go 1-1. I had the Chiefs. I said, no, all right, I go 1-1, not the end of the world. Instead, God, I love you. Instead, 3rd and 9, Mahomes scrambling.
Pull back.
Down the field, and Scantling makes the catch. 28 yards. It was 16 and a half. Look at this play. I love you, Mahomes. He made the catch. Look at that. That made me money.
How much?
Oh, $3,500.
Oh.
What a job.
Oh.
Look at that. That young man. Look at this, Mahomes, Stevie. Look at him. Oh, my. I was so happy.
Oh.
That's the first.
$3,500.
I'll
take your jacket.
Yeah, we take your jacket off. And your mic. And your mic slid off. Okay, let's go.
Time.
We got
it. Let's go.
Put on the tie.
Take a breather. You need a little water.
Number two.
Got you.
Number two.
The Lions let San Francisco score to give him a 10-point lead. You know why?
I had Goff over 15 and a half completions.
Yes.
They got a 10-point lead. Soft on defense. All of a sudden, Goff's picking them apart. And guess what? He had 9 completions on the last drive! I had it at 15 and a half. Last drive down the field. Look at my man! Oh, I love you too, Jared! Look at my man! Down the field! Catch after catch after catch! And he had 9! I love you, God! 9 catches! Receptions! There's the touchdown! Jared Goff! 15 and a half. I won, not 2.
How much you make
How much?
That?
$3,500.
Wow, oh, you made $7,000 in that one?
Those two.
The two.
I had all four at 20 plus. Got that one because of that, too.
I love you too.
I got a little degenerate in me.
Gambling addicts. Gambling addicts on First Take. Okay, go ahead.
Number 3.
On
go
ESPN ahead. Bet.
Sunday, I FaceTimed the big guy.
Who's that?
Right here.
Oh, yeah. Steve.
He was... I don't believe it. He's home.
Huh.
He had his food.
Which house?
Carmen's.
Oh, Carmen's.
Home.
Yeah.
He had his food out. He was all pumped up. I was flying because Scantling made the catch. He was flying. And then I put on a show on Monday. This show. My show.
Oh, Lord.
On Monday. And he was asleep at the wheel. I told the guys, show me some video. What an atrocious performance. Look at him. He's death warmed over. Oh, my God. Stop doing your stupid TV shows. Hannity and Bill Maher, whatever his name is.
Marr.
Enough already. You are dead. This is Championship Sunday.
How come you didn't tell me not
come
to do
on Howard Stern? Monday with
how come you didn't say not to do Howard Stern? How come you didn't say that?
Oh, that too. Don't do Sterny.
That's so sad.
Steve, this is ridiculous. This is the biggest show. You set out those great PR things and you had the great ratings after the Cowboy loss. What was the rating on Monday?
Yeah, highest ever.
For that Cowboy game. Where you had a little life because the Cowboys lost.
Yeah.
Here he was awful. Steve, that is an atrocious provide. You should be ashamed. On a Monday. Don't laugh. It's not funny.
It is. It is.
No, it's not. Damn it.
It is.
It's not funny. She had to do more work. That's not fair.
Oh.
Really?
What?
Steve, that is a terrible performance.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something, okay? I'm allowed to be tired. I'm allowed to be tired. I showed up, didn't I? Where was he? He was home, in a bed, eating a gummy, watching me be tired, okay? Because his day doesn't start until 3 p.m. Eastern time. He doesn't have to get up at 5:30 a.m. He doesn't have to prep for the show that early in the morning. He doesn't have to travel every day, one day a week, and he gets to lecture me? Shut up. I was here. That's what counts.
Magic Johnson called me today.
Oh, that's Big Cat.
Wow! Big holy!
Oh man!
Money!
We got Big Cat.
Money!
That's the wins.
Rob, we got more money!
Oh my God! You're gluttonous.
This just barely scrapes it for you right there.
What a! And I am gonna find some prop bets in that Kansas City San Francisco game,
well,
and you can't believe.
Oh.
And nice job for you. You know, right now, folks. Let me tell you something right now. If he thinks he's clean with the gambling, he calls me every Friday for some picks. Every Friday.
I don't gamble.
Snitching on him.
I call him to find out what bets he's going to hedge.
Oh.
That's what I do. I don't gamble.
Hey.
I'll start, though. Because if you can win money, I know I can win money.
I mean, yes,
sir. You both got a little sweat today.
Oh, I know. Well, I had to do the Campbell thing, too. That's twice.
Hey. No, you had another rant in the show today,
That's
too.
What I mean. That's hard.
Crushed it. Okay, collect all your cash.
Is this real money?
What do you think? It's money.
No, it's not real money. Just get it to me. I'll take it. I'll hold it for you.
I don't think it is. I'll see you later.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
You're talking two great teams. It's been a lot of Brock Purdy slander over the last couple years, and you know the way he showed up in that second half of that conference championship game. Kind of, I saw something that Stephen A. said where he said if Brock Purdy shows up in the Super Bowl, that's it. No more question of Brock Purdy. And I know better than that because he can show up in the Super Bowl, and if he start off the season bad, four bad games, they're gonna be like he's a game manager. So.
To throw my name. I didn't say that. First of all, you know what? Let me tell you, Draymond, I'm going to have to call into the Draymond Green podcast or something. He's got to quote me accurately. He doesn't quote me. For somebody that's my
brother. He's just teasing you there. He's messing with you.
Molly, I would know this. I kind of know him. So my point that I'm trying to make to you is that I love the brother. I love me some Draymond Green. That's my brother right there. Damn, but he never quotes me accurately. Ever. But I understand. Mentioning my name
as a plus
does draw attention.
Oh, there he goes.
Yeah, it goes. I understand.
I mean, we don't all get calls from Magic. I mean, you know what I mean? I got to admit, we don't all get to hang in the suites with Jordan. I mean, it's a different
life. And Jeter.
El
Capitan.
Yeah, yeah. El Capitan. We don't all get to live those lives.
You know El Capitan.
Did you tell that? I said you like the name drop. It's not a name drop. I'm in there with them.
Oh, he loves it. He can't get enough of it.
That's not a name.
Then it comes to him, he falls asleep in the air.
I'm a name. You know what I'm saying? Can you give me your phone, please?
I'm a name.
Just mention Stephen A, doggy. You want the audience?
That opens doors.
Stephen A.
Have you ever
Stephen A's coming up?
Disinfected.
You just said Bill Maher. He's on Bill Maher. He's on Hannity. Hey, all kinds.
All right,
I'll give you the quarterback.
You heard Dre.
I'm going to give you five NFC quarterbacks
that you would take ahead of Purdy.
Well, you could argue,
set it up.
And I would take them.
What?
Five.
Five that you would take over Purdy?
I might.
Prescott.
Prescott?
No.
Oh, my word.
Okay, no. Cousins?
No.
No.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Hell no. Cousins? Did you just say Kirk Cousins?
Absolutely.
Cousins a baller now, don't
you?
Okay, the playoffs thing, but I'm just saying.
Okay. How about Hurts?
No.
You wouldn't take Hurts over Purdy?
I would.
No. Hold on.
Well, he was injured this year.
I have to say this. Talk to me a week from Sunday. Because Hurts did ball to get him to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And he balled in the Super Bowl.
Yes, he did.
Let's see how Purdy performs in the Super Bowl. Against the same quarterback.
I'll tell you somebody else. I got two more. And he played a great game last week. Goff.
He did play great.
Yes, he did.
Goff's better than Purdy. And he's been killing him forever.
And now I said Goff was better than Purdy. You don't even go.
Okay, Cousins.
And I got one more.
Goff.
I got one more.
What else?
And he's very underrated.
What?
Stafford. Stafford's better than
Purdy. I like Stafford.
Okay.
I like Stafford.
So if you give me Stafford.
Dan Orlovsky
if you give me
doing
Stafford,
high fives right now.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Orlovsky telling me that he shouldn't have kicked the field goals last week. Dan. No wonder you were an awful pro quarterback.
Don't take shots at my guy.
Right now, when it comes to quarterbacks, a quarterback can sit right in front of somebody passing gas, and Dan Orlovsky will call it perfume.
No,
he will.
But Mad
he's
Dog.
Ridiculous.
Mad
he's ridiculous.
Dog, be fair.
He really is.
If they delivered, we'd be like, he's a genius.
They didn't.
He had all the guts. You know that. You know that'd be the headline.
Hey, but it didn't work. You got to make it work, though, Molly. You got to execute it.
It didn't.
Stafford, Goff, there's no question about it.
Media folks.
And I'm going to take Hurts and Cousins. He is the fifth best quarterback in the conference. I'll give you over Prescott.
Okay, where do you where would you have him ranked?
I'm going to tell you just honestly. So here's the deal, right? Like, he's only played a season and, six games or whatever it was last year, right? But the only quarterback I'm taking over him right now in the NFC would be Stafford. That's it. Like Stafford, he's like he's won a Super Bowl. The things he's done, his career he's had. But right now, this is Brock Purdy. Let's compare him to Dak just right now. Since, okay. So start whatever game Purdy started moving forward, where he is now. He averages 9.2 yards per attempt. Dak at 7.5. He has a 71.3 QBR. Dak has a 67.7 QBR. So Brock is 25% better throw for throw than Dak Prescott.
Interesting.
So you look at this guy's numbers. Like, I understand if we're talking about legacy and, like, projection or trajectory of career, that it's fast to make an assessment of a guy. But if you look at how he has played, all he does is he's played one really poor game against the Ravens, and everybody just dumped on. They crowned Lamar Jackson after that game, and they bashed Brock Purdy after that game because he played a poor game, right? But if you look at him throughout, the guy makes plays. Everybody, oh, he's in Shanahan's offense. Okay, so how many games has Shanahan won in the fourth quarter trailing? Or how many times has he come back from down that many in the second half? You know how many? Zero.
Until Brock Purdy.
And now Purdy's done it twice. So don't tell me it's about the offense. Don't tell me it's about other players. Because right. Dak Prescott got great players. I mean, Hurts has got great players. They got great offensive lines. They all got great everything. It's how are you executing? He has executed since he came in the league to an elite level.
And
he has the exact same numbers.
The moment's not too big.
Yeah, and he has the exact same numbers as Joe Burrow in his second year. But people act like this kid is not playing good football.
Real quick, do you think we don't celebrate the fact enough that he was Mr. Irrelevant?
Absolutely.
Last pick in the
draft.
That's
exactly
what
we don't.
Where he is right now. It's remarkable.
If it was Trey Lance doing it, who was the third pick it was, how we could not have celebrated this guy more. If he went to two NFC championship games, we would hail this guy as the next coming. That's the reality.
It's held against
100%.
Him.
100%.
The GMs ain't going to stamp it because they don't get credit.
I got a heart out in 10
But he did Kittle. He's got Samuel. He's got Ayuk.
Everybody's got good players.
Oh, not like, he's got McCaffrey.
Well, he struggled without Debo.
0-3.
Agreed.
0-3.
They should have beat Cleveland. He took it, put a drive together. They missed a field goal. Yeah. So that's two. So give me 60, two.
They scored 16 points that game.
Okay. In Cleveland without their guys. I get it.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Quick dig, let's get it. Oh, Stevie, this is going to be a good one. Listen to this. The NBA announced that Steph Curry will take on the Liberty Sabrina Ionescu in a three-point competition during All-Star Weekend. And now we're talking.
It's a beautiful thing, something that Isaiah Thomas had been pushing for quite a long time, to be quite honest with you. Major props to him. Sabrina's a real deal. She's a career 37.7% shooter. Shot 44% from three-point range last year. She could be potentially the greatest shooter God has ever created in a three-point shooting contest. I mean, Klay Thompson did it once, but who's the greatest shooter of all time? It would be Steph Curry. My bet is Steph Curry will win, but, you know, she's got a chance because she can shoot. I'll tell you this much, Caitlin Clark can beat anybody in a three-point shooting contest.
Have you heard of Reggie Miller?
Yeah.
What about him? Are you trying to tell me that there's a shooter better than Steph Curry?
Reggie Miller was good.
I didn't say he was great. He's great. Reggie Miller was great. Larry Bird was great. Allen Houston could shoot threes. Ray
Allen was a great shooter. Houston was a good shooter.
How about Downtown Freddie Brown?
Oh, there you go. Downtown Freddie.
You know what I'm saying?
The late Sonics
Ricky
in 77.
Pierce. Ricky Pierce. Dale
good
Ellis.
Shooter. Dale Ellis.
Curry.
Good shooter.
Dale Curry. The whole bit. I know
Dale
all
Curry,
of them.
Good
I know
for
all
you.
Of them.
Look at you.
But let me tell you something. All right? I'll even throw Pete Maravich up in there.
Oh, yeah. You should.
The point is this at the end of the day. There's only one Steph Curry, the greatest shooter, God,
has ever created. Remember that.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.